Greetings and salutations. Welcome to Neville Mind Tricks, your friend in the Neville Sphere. Today, we're talking about your passion, and more importantly, follow your passion. You ever hear that cockamamie advice? Maybe you don't think it's cockamamie, but obviously I'm going to tell you why I think so. What would you do that if you didn't get paid for it, you would do it anyway? Let me see. Not so much. I say this all the time. I'm sure it's kind of losing its meaning. But what do I love to do? That watch television, hang out with my kid, and do family things. Just to leave it at three. So those are three things I like to doing. Yes, that's how much I like doing it, that I like to doing it. Watch television, good movie, good sporting event, hang out with the boy, hang out as a family, with family. I haven't found any way to get paid to do any of those three things. Not in mass, anyway. So if you were to leave it at that, I guess you could win an argument that following your passion isn't necessarily the best way to get paid. But here are some other things. You've probably been in one of these three, if not all three, of these situations, these scenarios. I know how I have been. Where you think you're passionate about something and you end up hating it. Think you're passionate about something, but you end up hating it. I thought I loved playing football. As a kid, play football in the schoolyard. We do tackle football sometimes. Sometimes we just do two-hand touch regardless, or depending on the scenario, the situation. And I liked it. It was fun. But I've always lived in really rural areas with low population, so there wasn't really many options to play football with pads. And then I relocated to Arizona when I was a child and started high school there, and then they had high school football. Whatever happened, didn't play the first year, my freshman year, but did play sophomore year. And I don't think to this day in my life, I have found something that I hated doing more than playing football. I just could not stand it. I hated going to practice. I hated the drills. I hated the running around and the flips and whatnot. So I just hated playing football with pads. But that was something I was really passionate about. I loved watching football, talking about football, debating football, whatever it was. At that time, I hadn't been to any live professional football games. I don't even know if I'd been to an amateur game at that point. Yeah, probably like a high school game or whatever here and there. But to this day, not so much anymore, but I'll still, if there's a good football game or especially a classic football game that they're re-airing, I love watching it. I just hate playing it. So that's one example of passion. The second example is a passion which ends up biting you in the back or shooting you in the foot. There's a particular television program that Barbara and I love to watch. And it had two lead actors that really worked well opposite of each other. Great on-screen chemistry. Loved watching the episodes from start to finish. You know, the programs that, or play if you prefer live theater, nothing wrong with that, where you're just at the end of the play and you're like, oh my gosh, all that time has elapsed. This is so captivating and so great. That type of a television show. But one of the actors decided to leave to pursue another of their passions. And I don't care or know enough about this particular actor to know if they had any success. For all I know, they had just as much, if not greater success than they did on the television program. But just judging based off of what I know, I don't think they did. The show didn't do as well after they left. They did their best, but it just wasn't the same because they didn't have the intangible of that particular actor. I don't know what happened with their secondary pursuit, but I do know that they tried to re-air that program. I know there's a technical term for it, but I don't remember. But about 10 years down the road, they tried to revamp the program. But you know how they do programs now, like they'll do Magnum PI, but it's just completely different actors, and it's just not the same. It's not Tom Selleck. Barbara would appreciate that one. But anyway, so it wasn't that. It was the same actors for the most part, that type of thing, but it just bombed. It was horrible. So that's an example of somebody leaving something they're doing really good at to pursue a quote-unquote passion, but then falling flat on your face. And then there's the third thing, something that one may not even know exists, where you might have this example in your life where you didn't know that there was an option, you didn't know there was a particular job field, career path, a particular sport. I know pickleball. I've never played pickleball, and I don't know if any of you have either, but I've heard it's a really fun sport, and it's one of the fastest growing sports. It doesn't require too much effort or anything. People just go out and play pickleball and have a great time. So that's an example of a passion that you didn't even know existed, and then you got passionate about it. All right, here's a punchline when it comes to Neville. And basically, at least three examples of why following your passion may not be the best thing. And that comes with Neville and getting into relationships, especially this modern day parlance, which I think is garbage gobbledygook and is more new agey 2006 secret type of ballyhoo than anything Neville had taught or an orthodox Nevillist would talk about, is the whole concept with specific person. I mean, come on, we're all in the same boat here, so I'm not insulting anyone personally if they believe this. We're not that smart. Neville quotes the Bible, it's in the Bible. My ways are past finding out. How do you know that this is your quote-unquote specific SP? You're not that smart. And the more passionate that a person is about SP, this is my SP, I think the lower IQ points and the less brain cells this particular individual has. And you're more than welcome to prove me wrong, nevillemindtricks@gmail.com. I've all but jettisoned the Instagram, but you could try on there or you could text me at the number provided. So again, not smart enough to know what the SP is. How many of us have been in relationship with people that we think this person is the cat's meow, they're the greatest thing, and you end up breaking up, or worse, getting a divorce? I know the way the culture is set up that women are financially incentivized to get a divorce, so maybe they do love the person they're divorcing, but they know they're making more money, or they think they're making more money divorcing. So that's besides the point. But sometimes relationships just don't work out. I've never encountered this personally, but you hear people talk about we're better as friends, which I think is just ballyhoo that people say just to be repetitive robots. But that, I guess that could happen. I'm not ruling that possibility out. And then there's sometimes where we follow a passion, where we get into a relationship with somebody and it ends up just not being that good. I know people that have left relationships that have been pretty darn good, but there's just a certain aspect of this human being that they were with that they couldn't stand, that the person that they ended up leaving person A for didn't have, but they end up figuring out that what person B didn't have is what person A was really good at, and then they just get confused and do whatever it is they do. And then sometimes we meet folks that we never even know existed. I mean, with 8 billion people in the world, probably a lot of folks that you haven't met is my assumption. So when it comes to relationships, scenarios, just get rid of the thought that you're that important and you know exactly. Don't get in the way. God's ways are past finding out. There's nowhere in the Bible that says you know the middle. You need to tell God how such and such a thing is going to transpire because you're the smartest person in the world. That's nowhere in there because it's not true. All right, that's that for today. Hope you're doing something fun. And until next time, dream better than the best. You know?